I did when they first came out.
I did love them.
Yeah.
Well, where they pull all the blackheads out?
Yeah. Oh, my
but
God.
I don't think they're pulling blackheads. I think they're pulling, like, hair follicles.
No, no, dude.
Tiny, tiny hair follicles.
No. They are.
You know what I think
blackheads.
They're doing?
What?
Taking you for a fucking ride.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to swear like that.
Well, and you haven't even introduced us yet, and you're swearing already.
It's okay. This won't make it.
Why do you think that they're taking us for a ride?
Robert's going to cut all this out, so why are you wasting your breath?
No, I don't think that's true. This could be a good subject, but I just want you to...
You're going to cut it out. I can tell.
Can you introduce our show?
I can tell. I know what you're going to cut out. What
introduce the show.
What's wrong with you, man?
Oh,
my God.
Again.
Should we try someone else introducing the show this week?
Greg, why don't you introduce the show?
All right, yeah, right. Like, that'll work.
Great.
Hold on a second.
Oh,
hold
actually,
on a second.
We did that once.
Hold on. Like Brian's
hold on a
second. Oh, really?
That was the countdown.
We did? No, no, no. I counted the show in. I never introduced the show.
You're right. You're right.
You know what? Let's, for fun, let's just have a fun time here tonight. Let Greg... I don't want Greg introducing the show.
No, I just want to see how it's going to go.
All right.
No,
but,
Brian,
then, but, then
no,
I'll,
Brian,
but then I'll properly
no,
introduce
No, I think it's a little late really. For that.
Yeah.
Greg,
you already
hit it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen,
it's already way too big and
could
way
you,
too much.
You can't give me notes. I don't give you notes when you're introducing the show.
And if you're going to give him notes after it's done.
Fine.
Greg, hit it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to welcome you to the Shide Show. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard and, of course, Robert the Shide. Heyo!
Heyo!
That
Brian.
Was a fucking awesome
That was
intro.
Good.
That was so good!
We are in. And you know what we're going to talk about, Brian?
What?
Aside from your pouty face? We're going to talk about the Biore face strips, and we're going to bring in a beauty expert.
Ah. Uh-huh.
All right.
Stephanie Nelson.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
Stephanie
hello,
Nelson.
Stephanie Nelson.
Thank you for having me here.
You're welcome.
So, Stephanie Nelson, have you ever used the Biore face strips?
Yeah, I have.
On your nose or, like, on the chin, the whole thing?
I've used them on my nose and on my chin.
And what do you feel about them?
I have really nice skin, so they're unnecessary mostly.
Oh, I think she's bragging.
Wow,
how does it feel to have perfect skin, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm fairly perfect and flawless when it comes to beauty. So
Stephanie did introduce me to the Biore strips, and I'd like her to discuss what happened the first time I ever used them.
Let's hear about it. First time.
It's a nightmare, basically. He lets me put them on his nose.
Uh-huh.
I wet his nose. Greg.
Yeah.
Hoyt.
Yeah.
Gregory Peter Lewis Hoyt.
Yeah, that's fine.
I wet his nose.
His nose?
That's not right.
That's okay.
I've been doing that all day. And I put the strip on.
Yeah.
We wait about 10 minutes till it hardens. And we both go into the restroom. And he peels it off.
Time out.
Slowly.
I'm going to stop right there.
We both do it.
Because...
Yeah. Why are you stopping?
I feel like
we're getting to the good part.
This is more of a reenactment of some inappropriate behavior.
No.
You
this is actually a really cool story.
But waiting 10 minutes
I
for
wet
it to harden.
I let it harden, and then we go in the restroom.
And it takes 10 minutes to harden.
Steph, can you believe they're doing this?
No, go ahead. Continue, Steph.
All right.
Sorry, Steph. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Yeah.
Brian's just being inappropriate. He's a child. He didn't get to introduce
I just would also like to say that this is hardly a real show because I didn't introduce it. So
Brian,
it doesn't matter what
Brian,
we're in the show. We're in the show.
The show's already going.
Yeah, and you're going to cut this out.
Steph, please.
Oh, okay. And we peel it off, and it's like a museum. We spend a few minutes staring at it.
Really? Do you use, like, a microscope or anything?
No, we, like, bring it real close to our eyes.
Yeah. And it looks like a tree, a forest.
Yeah.
Yeah, a forest with all the branches burned off.
Yeah.
It's so gross.
It sounds disgusting.
It is. It's, like,
really
one of
gross.
Those good kind of disgusting.
Yeah, it is. Because it makes you feel clean. You're like, I just got that out of my nose.
I know.
What makes you think that you're supposed to remove that from your nose, though?
Because it's disgusting, man. Like,
you know what, though? Brian, actually, childish as he is this time, he has a point. I'll tell you why. Because I think it's one of those things where it's like, we never removed it before,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we were pretty much fine without it. But I still think that they're just tiny hair follicles
mm-hmm.
that are
so
being
wrong,
ripped out.
You're so wrong.
I just know that people lived a lot longer before they came up. Those things.
No, you're absolutely wrong.
That is
That's
so wrong.
Scientifically, unequivocally wrong.
Yeah.
Disastrous.
People are living
arguable.
A lot longer now.
Arguable.
But I don't think it has anything to do with the Biore pads, though.
Yeah, it's true.
Now, if we say Biore enough, like a lot, like mm-hmm. if we just really stick with it, do you think they'll give us stuff?
No, Brian.
No, because you're saying Biore. It's Biore.
Oh, okay. So if we say Biore,
right,
then they'll send us stuff for free?
I hope so.
No, they're not going to send us stuff for free. I don't think they listen to our show.
I want to get a big Biore strip for my my back.
Like just one big strip. You know who I bet can do that?
Jesus.
Oprah,
same thing.
If Oprah's like BRA, I need a big monster strip to.
Okay, they would listen to her.
The stuff off of my back, they'd be like, "We'll make it."
Yeah, but totally, man. Wait a second. BRA blanket.
Did you get any? Did any skin come off when you took that off?
No, pure blackheads.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man. A lot, like a lot. Like if I do it, I do it. I don't know. What do you think? Once a month, maybe.
I'd say twice a month.
Twice a month, I do this thing.
And do you feel like that if you don't do it, you're less of a person?
No, I feel like a whole person, but I definitely
feel cleaner.
Feel cleaner, man. Like, okay. And my pores like shrink after I do it. Like, it's like I do it. There,
yeah, you just rip
holes.
The hair follicles out of them.
It's not hair. What? Okay, your argument is crazy. Do
Why?
You think I want hair growing out of my nose either? Like,
I'm
even if they're hair follicles, let's
right
get
now.
Fucking rid of them.
We already have.
I would do BRA on my eyes if I was having eye like hair follicles.
We have
on my
tiny
eyes.
Hair follicles all over the place, not everywhere, but all over the place, and we can't see them. So I think
you're
that
crazy
they're there
right now.
I think they might
you're
be
crazy.
There. Maybe not on your fingers. Nice.
Steph, can we...
Question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why do you have all these Bury strips if you do not actually use them yourself?
Actually, they belong to Greg. I don't own any. And when I actually
That's
do the Bury strips, it's at Greg's, and he lets me use one.
That's embarrassing.
Truth comes out. So no longer is it Steph who's putting her Bury strips on your nose.
It's they're Steph putting
yours.
My Bury strips on
your
nose.
Yeah. Now I get it.
It's kind of
it's inappropriate. Can we maybe, Robert, can you ask Steph another beauty tip?
Hmm. Yeah, I'll answer this one this time.
Yeah, sure. I'll ask her.
Thanks.
Another beauty tip. Any just random one?
Just ask. I mean, we have a beauty expert here.
Okay, for Steph.
Yeah.
Have you ever attempted to use any of these methods, like cucumbers over the eyes, mud masks, tea bags on?
Oh, that's what she said, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's a good thing this isn't a real show because I would get totally upset with the fact
this
that you just
a
dropped
show.
A tea bag.
This
a
real
show,
and I'm talking about real bags
he's gonna,
of tea.
He's going to cut
bags
this out anyway. Robert's going to cut this out.
No, this is a real. This is, I'm not
you know
this
Robert's
going to
cut this out anyway.
This is not being cut out anyway.
No, because I killed the intro.
Have you ever used any of those before, or do you recommend them, or know people who do use them?
I have not used any produce or anything like that, or tea bags, but Greg and I like to use this mask by Origins.
Oh, yeah.
We would put it on our face at night,
yeah,
and we'd both sleep in it sometimes.
The whole night.
It's white, and it smells like peppermint, and I would recommend it.
Okay, can we pause for 1 second?
Yes.
Is it a mud mask? Is that officially what it is, or
yes.
No? It's a peppermint mask or something?
It's a mud mask. It's
okay.
Real thick.
Is this mud mask your mud mask, or Greg's mud mask?
To be perfectly honest, we each have one.
No, that's true. Uh-huh.
Okay,
that's
so that,
true.
But then that means Greg does have a mud mask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
I have another question.
Oh boy.
Yes, Brian, you're on.
Is this for directed towards Greg Hoy?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Greg Hoy. Greg?
Yeah.
When did you realize that you had a raging flapping vagina?
A raging flapping
vagina that puts mud masks and BRA strips on at night, and that's how you spend your Wednesday through Saturday evenings.
Guys, look, this might happen twice a month, all right? Like at the most, you know?
Do you have like a vanity? Do you sit in front of this
like a little desk with
yes, with the
mirrors.
globe lights around it, and
no,
you brush your hair and count.
Yeah, count how many strokes through my hair.
My blonde locks, I'm Gregory Hoyt.
110.
111.
112.
Stephanie, get me a Bury strip, please.
I'm almost at 125, Stephanie. We have to put the Bury on.
And
Stephanie,
once we're done the Bury, the mud masks must be ready.
Dear Stephanie, could you get my flapping vagina lip holster?
Oh, my God.
I need my my half stuff to my peppermint tea bag half stuff for my flapping vagina lips for this evening. It's only the second time this month that I dipped my flapping vagina lips into my mint flavored half stuff.
Oh, no. I've cut some delicious cucumbers to put on our eyes. Would you like to apply them to me, please?
Dear Stephanie, I've got a hot towel waiting. Would you come and place it over my eye?
Yeah, that's great. Twice a month. But it's cool, because it's only twice a month.
Then we pull out the vanity, make sure the bulbs are all still okay.
literally pulling it out of my closet.
Maybe we should lift that up. No!
It's a vanity. Let's get it.
Plug it in.
Dim it down a little bit. Ah.
Oh my god, my blonde curly locks and my cucumber dipped vagina lips.
Oh, what is wrong with you? Is this going back to the fact that you didn't introduce the show?
Maybe. I think it is.
Maybe. Is that why you've hijacked it and taken it
now,
right
to
the
mountain? Now, what about Epsom salts? Have any of you used those? Because I know that a lot of...
We'll talk about Epsom salts in a minute. I think we have one more beauty question for Stephanie.
Well, that's a beauty question, isn't it?
It's kind of a beauty question.
Yeah. Well, it was going to be the Epsom salt question.
Oh, okay. Could you properly introduce this question?
Okay, Steph.
Rephrase it.
Have you ever used Epsom salts, and in what way?
And what are they for me? Because this is a beauty product that I actually don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Epsom salts are really good for reducing swelling.
Mm.
So you actually can bathe in them. You can actually pour a bath and pour some Epsom salts in there and bathe in it. But I use it on my feet. And it reduces the swelling after you wear like
just
high
putting
heels.
It on your feet without water?
No,
or
no
just
in water.
Oh,
you
put
soak
it in
your
water.
Feet in
like
it.
Like a warm water bath? Or
yeah.
Something? After what? After what kind of day?
Like after you've been dancing all night with men.
Whoa.
Oh. I think Greg's been doing that, right?
So now, Greg, if you could please weigh in on this.
No, I have a question.
I don't know what she's talking about.
Would the Epsom salts reduce the swelling of someone's ego, like Brian's?
Not likely.
Oh. Maybe if we held his head under water.
Yeah.
Salt water.
Isn't that called like waterboarding or something bad?
Yeah, no. Well, that's drowning.
Now. She's talking about 9/11. Let's switch the topic.
Oh, yeah. Bad topic.
That's bad beauty.
Why would you ever take a bath? Let me just say that, by the way.
Oh,
why would a human
in
being ever in
this
the
is
world
a great
take
question.
A bath?
Stephanie.
Yes.
Do you take baths?
And why?
I do not.
Oh,
I do know people who do, though.
Well, who are these people? Are they insane? Are they like clinically locked up? And
your sister?
No.
No. Some people like baths.
Yeah, they do. They say it's relaxing.
It's relaxing.
Right?
It's like sitting in a spa.
Of your own filth?
That's the thing. It's
of your own feces and urine and,
skin. Whoa. What are you... I
mean,
don't know what you're doing in the bath.
No, come on. Hey, let's be brutally honest about what's going on here on your body.
Nothing.
And Greg is pointing to his nether regions. Yes, yeah. Brian Gerard.
I support Beth.
That's why he's been so quiet.
Fail.
He takes baths. He knows how to relax. That man knows how to relax. Ask Greg about relaxation.
Yeah, Greg, what do you think? How do you relax, Greg? How do you take...
Greg runs out into the woods screaming, and then he comes back 3 days later. Oh, I feel so bad.
I built a cabin!
And I killed a wolf with my own two hands!
I have a lot of trouble relaxing.
How relaxing is that?
Let me tell you something. I was sick the other day. I was physically sick, unable to get up off my couch, and I couldn't even allow myself that. Like, I couldn't even do it. I was, like, trying to learn lines, and I was trying to do all this work.
Wait, you were physically sick because you were stressed?
No, I was sick. Like, I've been sick. I'm on
but that's not relaxing.
Are you aware?
I mean, kind of be.
Are you aware of this psychopathic behavior?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you like it?
I hate it.
So what are you doing to try to rectify it?
Take more baths?
Not even staying away from baths.
You should try to take a bath.
Oh.
Pour a bath with some nice Epsom salts. Epsom salts also help, if I may add to Stephanie's beauty tips, of the swelling. If you work out, if your muscles are sore, so you go on a hike or you're dancing with men all night in high heels, wearing lipstick
dancers
and such.
Dancers love Epsom salts.
I'm a dancer.
You are a dancer, which is why I think you would be interested in this. You pour a full bath with Epsom salts, and it helps relax your muscle.
Don't they also have... They've got specific, like, bath salts, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
Are those, like,
Epsom
scented
salts.
Or something?
Some of them, like lavender.
Ooh,
are those
you
the
would
same
like
thing?
That.
Lavender
well, they flavor. Also... That also incorporates aromatherapy.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
What is that? Madness.
The smells of certain things will actually help you in some way. Either calm you, invigorate you, awaken you.
That's like a smoke, like a fire. When I'm walking and I smell a fire, I'm like, oh my, it makes me fucking free.
I don't think they make any...
And watching a fire, like if I've lit a fire and it's a house and I'm watching it, it like...
Yeah, it makes you relax.
Like, wait a second. Therapy.
I think that's...
Or if, like, I've lit a hillside on fire. Right. I'm like, whoa! And I can smell the smoke, and I know that I've done that.
I get
that,
it. It's almost like napalm. So you really get out. You like napalm, too.
Great.
Sure.
Brian, of course Brian, doesn't. Yeah. This is not a vein of questioning we should be going down.
Oh. What about slicing puppies in half? Do you like that smell as well? Uh-huh. Like, down the middle?
Once again, not a bath salt smell that I think they make.
No.
I don't think they make smoke smell.
They should.
And I don't think they make...
Pine wood smoke.
Sliced puppy smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
What sliced puppy smell.
What's happening? That's like you're taking the train right off the track.
No. I'm just saying that's like in line with arson.
With
it's like a whole arson of...
Slicing puppies and
arson?
Aromatherapy. You,
I am.
Greg, yes.
How am I talking about arson?
Watching a hillside burn that you just set on fire.
If I own the land, who can?
I guess that's true.
If I own the structures, I could light that shit on fire all day.
Don't you dare say if I own the puppy.
Property.
I didn't say that.
You were about to.
I didn't say that. You'll cut that out anyway.
You're projecting.
Is it a fake show? No, it's a real show.
This really happened.
It did happen.
Okay. What else? Steph?
Yeah, what else, Steph?
I'm wearing a dress today.
What's that like?
Not normal for Steph.
It feels good.
Freeing?
Yeah, it feels like just wearing a tank top and the bottom half is...
Really long.
I wish I could do that. I wish guys could do that.
They're called transvestites.
Or Scotsmen.
Or transgender.
Oh, that's true. Scotsman. Well, you could still wear a dress and not actually be transgendered, but...
Just go to Burning Man. You can do whatever the fuck you want.
Most people don't wear pants at Burning Man at all.
They don't do anything. They're just high on heroin.
Falls out. Well, that's a very unfair statement.
I think it is, too. Some of the people who listen to our show actually go to Burning Man.
I know. I love Burning Man.
And they don't get high on heroin.
No.
You know what? I think we're going to have a guest to talk about Burning Man stuff.
We need to. I need to get clear on what's going on.
Greg is confused about Burning
Man. You are, too, man.
A little bit. I think we're going to bring in a Burning Man expert, I think, soon. I'm not sure yet. I got a couple options.
I've got a couple options too.
You do? Oh, I'd be interested to see who you pull in.
Yeah. I don't want to name drop right now in the event that they don't work out. So I'm going to keep it ambiguous.
Okay. Yep.
But when they're here, it's going to be great.
Good.
I'm going to do it.
I like it.
And then we'll get into this. We're going to really once and for all get into this Burning Man business. So dresses, Epsom salts,
cucumbers,
tea bags, Biore,
mud masks,
and Greg's vagina.
All right.
Wow, this was a great show. It was an actual... And Greg, you started this off. So Greg, why don't you close us out?
All right. Like, do it right.
Time out. Yeah. Time out.
What, Brian?
Are you sure about that?
What do you mean sure about it? He did such a good job at the beginning. How could he screw up the end?
That's right.
Well, I'm going to go on record and say I disagree with that.
All right. Well, we'll see how it goes. All right, Greg.
Brian, do you have any hardware that
Greg,
you'd like to...
Time out. Before Greg goes off and ruins this outro.
Promo.
I just want to remind everyone that a Wheelhouse Creative Endeavor is available in stores effective immediately.
Wow.
The DVD, live CD, All I Ever Wanted, the Airborne Toxic Event, live at Walt Disney Concert Hall featuring the Call to Quartet.
Whoa, that's a long title.
That is very long.
All I Ever Wanted.
Oh, that's the title?
That's it.
What was
the Airborne Toxic
stuff?
Event live from Walt Disney Concert Hall featuring the Call to Quartet?
Wait a minute.
What part is that? What are you saying?
Are you describing the movie or are you
That's
saying
the official title.
Or is that the epilogue?
That's the official title of the movie.
But it's really...
What part of it? Just the beginning, right?
All I Ever Wanted.
Yes. Oh,
semicolon. Oh. The Airborne Toxic Event live from Walt Disney Concert Hall featuring the Call to Quartet.
And where is this supposed to be?
It's in stores now, available on Blu-ray and double disc DVD CD live.
And those discs
are
supposed
really
to
long?
Yeah, are they really wide
like
to
really
fit
long?
That title?
Produced by Wheelhouse Creative.
Yeah, that's
in association with LA Philharmonic. It's a great concert film.
Yeah,
it's a great documentary, and
great.
I think all our listeners should go check it out.
Yeah, check
Thanks.
It out, listeners.
One more time.
Yeah,
it's All I Ever Wanted.
Good.
The Airborne Toxic Event live from Walt Disney Concert Hall featuring the Call to Quartet.
You guys should have had some meetings about that title.
Yeah. As in meetings that said, let's make it shorter.
Like, let's make it All I Ever Wanted.
Yeah.
We did have meetings. And that's what it's called.
Who flew the plane into the mountain?
All I Ever Wanted.
Good short title.
Great.
The Airborne Toxic Event, live from Walt Disney Concert Hall, featuring the Call of the Quartet. Available now on Blu-ray and DVD.
Feels like when you start with that title, I feel like I'm getting on a train that I don't even want to go on, you know? Like we're going around.
But you already own a ticket.
Available now on iTunes as well, and Amazon.com.
Is that right?
Wow.
Fuck, big time. Big time.
We're on iTunes.
Yeah, we are.
Big time.
That's huge.
We should also remind our viewership, if they have any questions specifically for Robert, to send them to theshideshow@gmail.com.
Agreed.
Yeah, theshideshow@gmail.com. I would like for a couple people to please email Robert with a couple topics and or questions for us to discuss upon our next podcast.
Yeah, for real, people. Get active out there.
The Shide Show. That's theshideshow.
@gmail.com.
Take us out.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in. This has been The Shide Show. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard.
Maybe you could talk into the microphone, though. Like so.
Brian.
What?
That was the moment where you're supposed to say...
Yeah, I was turning to you like...
Hello.
I understand, because we work as a team, but he like... I know what teamwork is, but when you speak, you gotta...
Brian, you're officially ruining his outro. Greg, try it again.
Maybe we can start it again.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to The Shide Show.
Okay, hold on. You don't forget to special thank... You got to special thank our special guest.
He's going to get there in a second.
You got to thank our guest, Robert.
He's going to get there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Steph, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Okay.
Greg, go for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to The Shide Show. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard and our special guest tonight, Stephanie Nelson. Brian, you didn't say anything.
Hi.
I got tripped up on the fact that I had gone past Brian. Oh.
This is why this will be the last time Greg does this. I mean, finish it out. We started it. We're already down the road. Let's limp home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to The Shide Show. Another exciting show. I'm Gregory Hoyt alongside Brian Gerard.
Hey-o.
And our special guest, Stephanie Nelson.
Oh, hi.
Oh, nice. And, of course, we had the Robert Shide.
Hello.
And we are The Shide Show. Tune in next week.
Yay!
You are so beautiful. So beautiful. To me, can't you see?